بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, we are approaching the end of a very special season of worship that commenced about a week ago, and that is the first 10 days and nights of the month of Dhul Hijjah. Every act of worship has a point of culmination, the moment when the act of worship reaches its highest and most intense point. Every deed, every act of worship, every season of worship has this point of culmination. When the deed reaches its intensity, it reaches its highest point, and we find that that moment, that point of culmination, is generally experienced towards the end and towards the latter part of that act. For example, if we take Salah, in Salah, the point of culmination, when Salah reaches the most intense and highest point, is sujood. That is the point of culmination, and it is found at the end of the rak'ah. So you commence your rak'ah with qiyam. From qiyam, you proceed into ruku', and like this, one act following the other, and the rak'ah ends, the point of culmination, the highest point and the most intense point of that act of worship is when you are in sujood before Allah Azza wa Jalla. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in the hadith, أَقْرَبْ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّ وَهُوَ سَاجِدْ. The closest you can ever come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, the closest you will ever be to Allah in this world, is when you are in sujood, in prostration before Allah. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when you are in sujood, communicate with Allah. You are so close and so near to Allah Azza wa Jalla. So that is the point of culmination. That is the most intense point in your salah. In Ramadan, the point of culmination is Laylatul Qadr. And again you find Laylatul Qadr is found towards the end of the month. And that is the point of culmination. When the season of worship and the intensity of all your acts of worship reaches its highest point. During this season of worship, the point of culmination is the day of Arafah. That is the point of culmination. So we have experienced already 7 days. We are on the 7th day of the Hijjah. And perhaps during these 7 days, the week that has passed, naturally as a believer, one who has Iman, you understand that this is a significant time in the year. So you have increased your level of ibadat. You have increased in your tilawah of the Qur'an. You have tried your best perhaps to fast certain days amongst these days. You have given out an additional amount of sadaqah during these days because you have understood the significance of the season of worship. And now you are about to experience the point of culmination. When it reaches its highest level, its intensity, and that is the day of Arafah, which we will experience and witness insha'Allah, on Sunday, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in the hadith, وَمَا مِنْ يَوْمٍ أَفْضَلُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ يَوْمِ عَرَفَةٍ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no day in the year that is better and more significant than the day of Arafah. On a weekly basis, we enjoy a significant day, the best day of the week, and that is the day of Jumu'ah. But during the course of the year, the best day, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, is the day of Arafah. Now, this day of Arafah, in order for us to appreciate it, in order for us to understand and appreciate its significance and its greatness, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spoken of in so many ahadith, let us understand why it's so special. What makes it so significant? What makes it so great? You find that during the course of the year, we have experienced certain significant and great nights. We experience Laylatul Qadr. What was the special characteristic of Laylatul Qadr? Every special moment, whether it is during the day, or whether it is during the week, or whether it is during the month, or during the year, every big night, every big day, enjoys a special characteristic that other days are deprived of. So Laylatul Qadr, what made it so great? إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. Revelation of the Qur'an took place on that night. And that is what added value and significance to that night. The 15th night of Sha'ban, what makes it great? What makes it so special? It is Laylatul Nadra. It is the night of the special glance of Allah, Azza wa Jal. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala glances towards His creation, a glance of love, a glance of compassion, a glance of mercy, that happens on the 15th night of Sha'ban. So when you understand the special characteristic of those nights, you know what it is that you need to do on those nights. And you know what you need to look for on those nights. And what it is that you need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for during those special days and special nights. During the day, for example, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that the best part of the day is the latter part of the night. What makes that part so special? The last portion of the night? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy descends. And there are special announcements that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes during that part of the day that He doesn't make during any other part of the day. هَلْ مِن مُسْتَغْفِرٍ فَأَغْفِرْ لَهُ. Is there anyone seeking forgiveness? I am here to forgive him. هَلْ مِن سَائِلٍ. Is there anyone begging of any need so that I may fulfill it? Now, the day of Arafah, there are a few special characteristics that this day enjoys that no other day in the year ever enjoys. And the first characteristic and special feature and distinguishing feature of this day is that it is the day on which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completed and perfected our deen for us. So the deen of Islam commenced in Makkah al-Mukarramah. 13 years Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Makkah al-Mukarramah. And revelation was received in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then migrates to Madinah al-Munawwarah. 10 years in Madinah al-Munawwarah. Towards the latter part of his life, towards the end of his life, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performs the farewell hajj. And he is on the plains of Arafah. The farewell hajj. And there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals an ayah of the Qur'an, an ayah which informs the ummah and informs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the deen has reached its point of culmination. The deen was completed, Islam was perfected, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bounty was perfected over the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that was with the revelation of the verse, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. Allah says, today, this day, a special day. Which day? It was the day of Arafah. It was the day of Arafah. What did Allah say about the deen on that day? Allah says, today I have completed your deen for you. Wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. I have perfected your deen for you. I have completed my bounty upon you. Wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. I have chosen Islam as your way of life. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he said about this verse, قَدْ عَرَفْنَا ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ الَّذِي نَزَلَتْ فِيهِ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَهُوَ قَائِمٌ بِعَرَفَهِ يَوْمَ الْجُمْعَةِ. He says, I remember that day when this ayah was revealed, the ayah that declared that deen is complete. Deen does not require any amendments or any changes. Deen is complete. On the day of Arafah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala says it was the day of Arafah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was based in Arafah and it was also the day of Jumu'ah. So that is the first speciality of the day of Arafah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose that day for the completion of deen. Perfection of Islam took place on that day. So let me ask myself, on the day of Arafah, when the day of Arafah arrives, alhamdulillah it's a Sunday, so I'm not engaged in my normal duties and responsibilities and work and whatever else. I'm quite free on that day. So it's a day of reflection, it's a day of pondering, it's a day of deep contemplation. Let me ask myself, that if the day of Arafah was the day on which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had completed and perfected deen for me, what is the level of deen in my life? How complete is deen within me? How perfect is deen within me? What are the means that I have adopted to ensure that I'm always striving to perfect deen? I'm always striving to improve the deen within my life. I'm always striving to work hard to bring deen within my home, to bring deen in the life of my spouse and the life of my family, the life of my children. That's what Arafah is all about. If Allah perfected deen on that day, let me see how perfect deen is within me. How complete is deen within me. Let me take one ibadah, one aspect of sharia, and let me compare my situation to the standard that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set for me. This is the standard. As far as my salah is concerned, this is the standard. As far as my relationship with the Quran is concerned, this is the standard. As far as my relationship with my wife is concerned, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam set the standard. With my children, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam set the standard. Allah has set certain standards for us. Where am I as far as those standards are concerned? And if I am not striving in that regard, then make a firm decision with Allah Azza wa Jalla. Oh Allah, this is the day you have perfected deen. I will now try my level best and strive to see how I can adopt means to improve the level of deen in my life. Until eventually it becomes perfect within me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, just with regards to one aspect, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Pray your salah, perform your salah as you have seen me praying salah. In other words, it's an ongoing exercise perfecting my salah. Till that's the standard, you're not going to ever get it to that point where your salah is on the level of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's salah. You're not going to get it to that point. But he set the standard for you and I. Which means what? I'm going to continuously strive to get my salah to that level. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says about the salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كان يصلي حتى تتفطر قدماه. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stand in prayer until his feet would swell. That was his salah. So that's the standard. Which means I need to, with regards to my salah, what's the condition? As-salah, brothers. As-salah, literally, salah comes from the word silah. We translate salah as prayer, we translate salah as namaz. But salah, the literal meaning of salah means a connection. Salah determines what level of connection you enjoy with Allah. That's salah, silah. It's what connects you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, let me look at my relationship with my spouse. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when there was a complaint that came to his wives from other women folk within the community that our husbands are ill-treating us and our husbands are expressing anger and venting out the anger at us, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood on the minbar and he says, those men who do this, they are not the best amongst you. They are not the best amongst you. Today in South Africa, we are celebrating Women's Day. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dedicated a portion of his khutbah on the day of Arafah, the farewell hajj. Consider the moment, the significance of the moment. Consider the audience. He has the biggest audience of Sahaba in front of him. It is the most special moment in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's standing on the plains of Arafah. He dedicates a portion of his khutbah to the rights that women have over us. Istawsu bin nisa'i khayra. Istawsu bin nisa'i khayra. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, treat your woman well. Treat your woman well. With love, with compassion. Rifqan bil qawarir. Once, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was returning from an expedition and the women folk were seated in a compartment that was placed on the back of the camel, known as a hodaj or a pavilion. And the sahabi who was driving that animal was doing so at a fast pace. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Rifqan bil qawarir, take it easy with the glass that you have in that hawdaj. Glass. Delicacy. That's what it requires. So, let me reflect, ponder my monetary engagements, my monetary dealings, my income. How perfect is deen with regards to that? Where I am earning my money from, where I am spending that wealth that Allah has blessed me with, who am I spending it on? Am I spending it in avenues that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has approved of? Am I earning it from such avenues that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has studied, used the day of Arafah, brothers? It's not an ordinary day. It's a great day. A great day. A very special day. A day when Allah perfected our deen for us. There's no greater ni'mah you can enjoy in this world than the deen that Allah has blessed you with. Think about it. If you are not blessed with iman, where would we be today? Where would we be in akhirah? Where would we be in our qabr? Allah has blessed us with deen. It's the greatest ni'mah. It's time we reflect and ponder over that ni'mah that Allah has blessed us with. Where am I falling short in as far as my duty is concerned regarding that ni'mah? Irrespective of who I am, what background I may come from. But Allah has blessed you with a ni'mah. Allah has given you a bounty, a unique bounty. And that bounty was given to you completely, perfectly on the day of Arafah. So that's the first aspect with regards to the day of Arafah. Deen reached its culmination. It reached its perfection on the day of Arafah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed the ayah stating that on the day of Arafah, while Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was based in Arafah. The second special characteristic of this day is a day on which the mercy of Allah reaches its most intense point. The intensity of Allah's mercy, the intensity of Allah's compassion, the intensity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's clemency and His love, it reaches its highest point on the day of Arafah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, مَا رُؤِيَ الشَّيْطَانِ يَوْمًا هُوَ فِيهِ أَصْغَرْ وَلَا أَدْحَرْ وَلَا أَحْقَرْ وَلَا أَغْيَضْ مِنْهُ فِي يَوْمِ عَرَفَةِ وَمَا ذَاكَ إِلَّا لِمَا رَأَى مِنْ تَنَزُّلِ الرَّحْمَةِ وَتَجَاوُزِ اللَّهِ عَنِ الذُّنُوبِ الْعِظَامِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the devil is not more despised, more insignificant, more infuriated, more disgraced than he is on the day of Arafah. He's in the worst state ever on the day of Arafah, shaitan. Why is that? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَمَا ذَاكَ. The only reason for that is إِلَّا لِمَا رَأَى مِنْ تَنَزُّلِ الرَّحْمَةِ. Because he witnesses Allah's rahmah descending and reaching its most intense point. And he cannot, that's something he cannot bear, that's something he cannot tolerate. To see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expressing such a high level of rahmah. And what else does he see on that day? وَتَجَاوُزِ اللَّهِ عَنِ الذُّنُوبِ الْعِظَامِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving major, major sins, huge crimes. No matter what your crime may be, no matter how low you have stooped, no matter how distant you are from Allah, or how distant you feel you are from Allah Azza wa Jal, Yawm Arafah is your opportunity. It is your opportunity for you to lift yourself up and to pick yourself up. It's easy for you to fall. Once you start falling, you just keep on falling. It's really easy to fall all the way till you hit rock bottom. It's difficult to climb back up. That's why Allah gives you Arafah. He makes it so easy for you. It's a rope from Allah. Right? So you might be right down at the bottom there. Maybe you're not all the way down. But you're quite far away from Allah Azza wa Jal. And you know, I need to get higher. I need to pull myself up. But it's so hard. All you have during the course of the year, on ordinary days, all you have is some little rocks that you need to hold on to and climb up. It makes it difficult. On the day of Arafah, Allah sends you down a rope. Grab onto this rope. Allah pulls you all the way up. So it's an opportunity to take advantage of Allah's rahmah. Take advantage of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. Ibn Mubarak, great scholar, great muhaddith. He was on the plains of Arafah. He says, may Allah allow us to enjoy and experience that moment in Arafah. One is, it's the day of Arafah and it's the plains of Arafah. It's something, we should make dua for. We should make dua for. Make dua every day. Allah, take me. I want to be with those hujjaj. Today the hujjaj have moved to Mina. And they will spend the night in Mina. They are all in a state of ihram. So it was Ibn al-Mubarak, rahimahullah. He says, I spotted Sufyan al-Thawri. Sufyan al-Thawri, also another great scholar, faqih, muhaddith. He says, I saw him, ashiyata Arafah, as the sun was about to set on the day of Arafah. Because you stay in Arafah until sunset. The moment the sun sets, you don't even pray your maghrib, you move to Muzdalifah. So as the sun was about to set on the day of Arafah, I found him, he says, وَهُوَ جَاسٍ عَلَىٰ رُكْبَتَيْهِ. And he was kneeling on his knees, begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tears were streaming down his cheeks. Abdullah ibn Mubarak says, I came up to him. And I said, Ya Sufyan, O Sufyan al-Thawri, man aswa hadha al-jam' halan. Tell me, who is the worst person on this day? Amongst all those who have gathered here, who is in the most unfortunate state? What did he say? الَّذِي يَظُنُّهُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرْ لَهُ. The one who thinks Allah will not forgive him today, he's the worst person today. So it is a day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah reaches its intensity, reaches its highest point of culmination. That is the day of Arafah. The most important aspect of this day, the greatest highlight of this day, is the day of Arafah is known as Yawmul Mithaq. It is the day of the covenant. A very special covenant. An agreement, a contract between us and Allah Azza wa Jal. What is this all about? Before we came into this world, brothers, there was a covenant that Allah had taken from every human being. There was an agreement between us and Allah. Between us and our souls. Remember, the soul pre-exists the body. So there was already a relationship between you and Allah. Between Allah and your souls. The body is simply carrying the ruh, carrying the soul from one realm into another realm. It's a vehicle. That's the purpose and the objective of the physical body. But the ruh pre-exists the body. There was a covenant that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken from every one of us directly. Directly. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains this in a hadith. Allah speaks of that covenant in the Quran. Allah reminds us of that covenant. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Inna Allah akhadh al-mithaq min dhahri Adam bi na'man." Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah took a covenant from the children of Adam, every child of Adam alayhi salam. Those who believed in the message of Allah, those who rejected the message of Allah azza wa jalla. Every human being was there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a covenant. وَأَخْرَجَ. Where was the covenant taken? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, بِنَعْمَان. نَعْمَان أي بِعَرَفَة. نَعْمَان is another name of Arafah. It was on the plains of Arafah when this covenant was taken. So Arafah reminds us of what? Of the special covenant that Allah had taken from every one of us. An agreement between us and Allah Azza wa Jal. What did Allah do? وَأَخْرَجَ مِنْ صُلْبِهِ كُلَّ ذُرِّيَّةٍ ذَرَأَهَا. Allah extracted from the loins of Adam alayhi salam every one of his children. فَنَثَرَهُمْ بَيْنَ يَدَيْكَ الدَّرْ. Allah took what he extracted from the loins of Adam alayhi salam, that was us, you and I, and Allah scattered it in front of him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, كَالدَّرْ. We were in the form of small little tiny ants. That was our form, that was our shape. ثُمَّ كَلَّمَهُمْ. Allah spoke to every one of us. You were there, I was there. The Anbiya were there, the Awliya were there, the Mashaykh were there, Fir'aun was there, Qarun was there, Abu Jahl was there, Rasulullah was there. Everyone was there before Allah. And then Allah spoke to us, كَلَّمَهُمْ قِبَلًا. قِبَلًا directly. What did he say? Allah says in the Quran, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمْ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah says, I took a covenant. I took a pledge from all the children of Adam alayhi salam. What was the pledge? What was the covenant? What was the agreement all about? أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. Allah asked us all, am I not your Rabb? Am I not your Rabb? قَالُوا. They all said, بَلَىٰ. Shahidna, of course, you are our Rabb. We testify to the fact that you are our Rabb. We take shahada. Already there we took shahada. Before coming into this world, there already we took shahada. And we testify that Allah is our Rabb. Allah is the one who deserves my loyalty. Allah is the one who deserves my time. Allah is the one who deserves my energy. There already we testify. Now, after we came into this world, so we took that covenant took place in Arafah. So that's what Arafah should remind you about. There's an agreement that you made with Allah. There's a pact between you and Allah. There's a covenant Allah had taken from you. That your loyalty lies with Allah Azza wa Jal before anyone else. Your relationship with Allah enjoys precedence over every other relationship. That is what the covenant was all about. You know, we find this amongst the non-Muslims, right? They have the anniversary date. Many of us probably don't even. We always forgetting that. Perhaps it's deliberate at times. Okay, but the non-Muslims, they celebrate their anniversary, husband and wife. What do they do on that day? They renew their vows. It's all about reminding themselves about the vows that they had taken, the agreement that they made with one another, the contract that they had entered into between each other, and they study their relationship. Where are we in our relationship? Where are we in our loyalty to each other? Where are we falling short in the rights that each one has over the other? Un-Islamic practice. But just as an example, Arafah reminds you, it's your anniversary, and reminds you of the covenant, the contract, the agreement you made with Allah. Allah, you are my Rabb. And once you came into this world, what reminds us of that covenant? What reminds us of that covenant? Allah sent Rusul, messengers. Why did Allah send Rusul, messengers? مبشرين ومنذرين لألا يكون للناس على الله حجة بعد رسول. The Anbiya came into this world to remind you and I of the covenant you made with Allah. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not with us, but he has left behind his life. His lifestyle is with us. 14.5 centuries later, we still have the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amongst us in the form of his seerah. Ask yourself, what is my relationship with that reminder? The seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is my reminder. To remind me, constantly remind me about the covenant that Allah took from me. The agreement between me and Allah. Where is the seerah? Where is the sunnah in my life? Use Arafah to think about that. Allah sent me this reminder. How much of a reminder is it? Depends on how much you wish to take in your life. That's the first reminder. Another reminder, the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the Quran, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr. Indeed, we have sent to you a dhikr, the reminder. Allah calls the Quran the reminder, reminding you of what? Your contract with Allah, the covenant you have taken with Allah. Now ask yourself, how much of a reminder is that Quran to me? Use Arafah. What is my relationship with that reminder? What is my relationship with the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Two reminders we have in front of us that constantly remind us of the covenant we have taken with Allah azza wa jal and reminds us of our loyalty that we owe to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's a day to reflect, to ponder, to contemplate over your relationship with Allah. Where does Allah feature in my life? What place does Allah enjoy in my life? Where is Allah on my daily schedule? So let us use, brothers, it's a unique opportunity Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. Just quickly, some practical advices. What do I need to do on the day of Arafah? Firstly, the day of Arafah is on Sunday. Have an early night, Saturday night, right? Have an early night. Try and attend to all your Eid preparations tomorrow or today. Today and tomorrow. Keep yourself free for Sunday. Have an early night, Sunday. Wake up early. Spend the latter part of the night, right, before the time of Fajr sets in. Spend that time in Ibadah. Speak to Allah. You know, the one who gets the least of our time is Allah. Really? Allah gets the least of our time. At least make it quality time. When you are spending time with Allah, make it quality time. So spend that last part of the night, an hour or so, praying tahajjud. Start off with Salatul Tawbah, seeking Allah's forgiveness. Pray tahajjud salah, engage in some dhikr dua, a lot of dua, and then you will partake of suhoor. You will fast that day. Right, Sunday, fast the 9th of the Hijjah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given many virtues for fasting on that day. He emphasized the fast of the day of Arafah. Suhoor, after suhoor, go to the masjid for fajr, or go to the musalla for fajr. Pray your fajr salah in jama'ah on Sunday, the day of Arafah. Remain in the masjid. Remain where you have prayed your salah. The women folk, advise them to remain on the musalla, engage in the dhikr of Allah. constantly make the dhikr of Eid. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Until the sun rises. After the sun has risen fully, pray your two rakats of Salatul Ishraq. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, the one who will do this, and he will pray his Salatul Ishraq, Allah gives him a guaranteed reward of Hajj and Umrah. Go home, no breakfast, no brunch this Sunday, right? Have a rest and spend as much time as you can in dua, recitation of the Quran, the different dhikrs that they are for that day. The best dhikr, one is the takbir of Eid, and one is La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. Right? Spend about half an hour family ibadah time. Call the wife, call the kids, all of you engage collectively, perhaps towards the latter part of the day before Asr Salah. Right? For about half an hour. Recite Quran with them, make some dhikr with them, make some dua with them, salat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with them. Asr to Maghrib, one and one, you and Allah. Spend that time from Asr to Maghrib till iftar time. Dua, only dua. Beg from Allah, cry before Allah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala your needs. And most of all, our greatest needs is Jannatul Firdaus. Right? That time is your one and one. One-on-one time with Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Wa akhir da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.